changing focus is only one way to change your emotional state. An even quicker way, a more powerful way, is to change the way you use your physical body, what we call your physiology. For example, when most people don't like how they feel, what do? They drink alcohol, they go eat, they smoke, they sleep, they use some drug, or they use some positive strategies like dancing or singing or exercising or making love or reading. Every emotion you feel has a specific physiology attached to it. For example, when people are depressed, what's their posture like? Their shoulders are drooping, right? Where's their head? Hanging down. What's their breathing like, full or shallow? You know the answer, it's shallow. Their facial expression, is it up and tight or slack? Of course it's slack. Conversely, when people say they're feeling really happy and up, what happens to their body? You and I both know personally, our shoulders rise, our heads lift, our breathing is full. Now here's the secret. You and I can consciously command these changes in our physiology and immediately produce the emotional states we desire. All you have to do is move differently. If I clap my hands like this, if I snap my fingers like this, if I talk more rapidly like this, there's going to be a different energy level than if I start talking like this and moving like this. Physiology is everything. Change the pace of your movement, change the intensity of your movement, and you change your life. Age is more a matter of focus and physiology than it really is chronology. Many people have lived many years but still have a skip in their walk and flexibility in their thought. A simple example of this is found on a rainy day. What does an old person, quote-unquote, do when there's a puddle in front of their path? Well, of course, they walk around it, but they don't just do that. They complain about it the whole time. On the other hand, what does a child do? Or those that are still young at heart? They might jump right in, laugh, splash around, or even have a good time. Listen, I want to remind you of what you already know. You got to take time to enjoy life's puddles. You got to live with a spring in your step, a smile on your face. You got to make cheerfulness and outrageousness and playfulness new priorities for your life. You're alive. You can feel good for no reason at all. You need no excuse to feel good. So do it starting right now. A fantastic analogy for the power of focus is in racing cars. The first time I ever took a lesson in this, it blew my mind. Because inevitably, when your car begins to skid out of control, your natural reflex is to look at the wall in an attempt to avoid it. But if you keep focusing on what you fear, that's exactly where you'll end up. When you become a professional racer, the thing you learn is that we all unconsciously steer in the direction of our focus. So if you're staring at that wall, that's exactly where you're going to go. What you have to be willing to do is have faith. You've got to turn your head and look in the direction you want, the direction of the open track, even though you're still heading towards the wall. But you know what happens in the last moment? The tires catch and you turn in the direction you want to go. That's only if you maintain your focus on what you want. In life, most people focus on what they don't want instead of what they do. If you'll resist your fear and have some faith and discipline your focus, your actions will naturally take you in the direction you want to go. Release your fears and focus right now on what do you truly desire and what do you truly deserve. To travel the high road from pain and into pleasure, you need to discover numerous positive ways to change your outlook. Consider some of these simple strategies. You could just sing along with your favorite music. That immediately changes the way you feel. Or you could read something that offers information that you can immediately apply to your life. Or you could laugh at a funny movie or a show, or swim several laps in a swimming pool. Or maybe share a meal with your family or with a friend. You could dance, even though you don't think you can, do it anyway. You could soak in a warm tub. You come up with 5 new ideas to make your life better. You could get to know a stranger. You could tell silly jokes to a friend knowing that they'll probably still like you afterwards anyway. You could listen to a tape by your favorite author. Just kidding. You could write in your journal. You could hug and kiss your spouse. Pick one of these right now and try it. See if it changes your state.